This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing in Normal. Grainfield Marketing can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at grainfield.com.
And for today, that's Morning Edition here on WILL AM 580. I'm Jay Pierce. Thanks for listening. Dave Dickey joins us now with our opening commodity market report.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, July wheat opened at 6:05, up 5 on the open. September, 5.93 and a half, up 3 and a half. At the Chicago Board of Trade, July wheat opened at 5.97, up 5 on the open. September, 6.04, up 2 and a quarter. December, 6.19, up 3 and a quarter. March, 6.22, up 2 and a half on the open. July corn opened at 3.38 and a half, up a half on the open. September, 3.45 and a half, unchanged. December, 3.58, up 1. March, 3.71 and a half, up a half. May, 3.80 and 3 quarters, unchanged. July, 3.89 and a half, unchanged. September, 3.91 and a half, unchanged. December 2008, 4.01 and a half, unchanged on the open. July soybeans opened at 8.93, up 4 on the open. August, 8.97, up 3 and a half. September, 9.08, up 5. November, 9.26, up 5 and a half. January, 9.36 and a half, up 2 and a quarter. March, 9.45, up 2 and a quarter. May, 9.45 and a half, up 1 and 3 quarters. July 2008, 9.54 and a half, up 2 and a quarter on the open. July soybean meal opened at 244.80, up 50 on the open. August, 245.80, up 90. July soybean oil opened at 37.68, unchanged on the open. August, 37.83, down 1. At the Merck, August live cattle opened at 92.15, up 17.5 on the open. October, 96.50, unchanged. December, 97.47.5, unchanged. February, 98.25, down 2.5 on the open. August feeders open at 114.20, up 17.5 on the open. September, 115.17.5, unchanged. October, 115.10, down 10. November, 114.80, down 15 on the open. July lean hogs opened at 69.90, down 42.5 on the open. August, 70.60, down 20. October, 65.15, down 17.5. December, 63.65, down 15 on the open. And pork bellies for July opened at 86.40, up 5 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn after corn specialists. Information on the web at agrigold.com or by contacting Regional Sales Manager Scott Williamson at 217-778-6485 for representative nearest you.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Paul Cooley of ADM Investment Services in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Dave. Nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you too, Paul. We have a report out tomorrow. The trade is suggesting that ending stocks for beans in 07-08 might actually decline to somewhere around 225 million bushels. What are the implications of that for the near term and longer term?
Well, you know, I understand that there are knowledgeable people that are number pushers that feel that in 07-08 you could actually see the bean carry over down as low as maybe 90 to 120 million bushels. I think the implications are that the soybean market is extremely strong. A couple things. The most asked question, besides the weather, is why is the bean basis so wide? And why, well, number one is the sum of the carryover numbers are fairly large in the U.S., and the farmer has been selling, and the Chinese have been basically out of the market. Also, at these higher price levels, the South American farmers also have been a big seller of beans. But at some point in time, the bean basis will improve, and at some point in time, if the weather forecast continues with drier weather, I think that that's also an underlying factor. But in the meantime, the soybean market is extremely strong, and it's underlined some of the better producing bean yield states. There was a lot of withdrawal out of acreage, and I think that also underscores possibly a smaller yield per acre that also augurs well for a smaller carryover next year.
When would you anticipate that the basis might start ticking its way higher?
Well, that's a good question. My hunch is I think we'll know quickly in the next 30 days, and that's going to be based on if we get rain or we don't get rain and just how high these soybeans go. There is a tremendous amount of storage in the United States, and also we do feel that the Chinese will come into the U.S. market or the world market here. You know, usually they come in at harvest time. And I think that, that those two factors, I think, will, you know, next 30 to 45 days, I think we will see a better basis improvement. The one factor here is that usually soybean crush margins improve also as we go into the fall of the year, and that will also augur well for better bean basis.
I would imagine at these prices, certainly producers are going to be very tight holders.
Well, historically, there's an old rule, though, that a farmer will store $5 beans or $6 beans, but he usually lets $8 beans go. But there is a lot of money. The big processors and the big grain companies can get a lot of money, and if the profit margins are large enough, they will lock in those big carries in the marketplace as well as a wide basis. And the bean crop will be put away. But guessing what the farmer will do at $8 beans is a guessing game, or with beans higher than that. My general impression is that the fundamentals with supply-demand and also some of the price-level potential that could exist in the soybean market, that the farmer will probably be rather guarded on selling many beans below $8.
Let's turn our attention then to corn. Tomorrow's report, the average trade estimate for ending stocks for 06-07, 1.037 billion bushels. If that number comes to pass, does the 336 from 3 July continue to hold?
Yeah. Well, there are people out there that are indicating next year's carryover could be as high as 1.550 or larger carryover, and that's based on a pretty normal weather forecast and a yield of, I think, 152 bushels to the acre. My general impression is that the government, with the forecast like it is going to be rather conservative on what kind of a range they put out. As far as a billion bushels or something like that on old crop corn, that's not going to shake the tree too much. It's what's going to be out and projected for the following year. My general impression is a 1.5 crop is bearish. But we do have these weather forecasts now that are indicating basically 7 to 11 degrees warmer temperatures west of the Mississippi and 3 to 7 degrees above normal in the east, and not much rain for the next 10 days to 12 days. As a result of that, the market, I think, is very nervous about yield potential and a sharp cut in production. We do know that the American farmer pushed a lot of acres into a lot of stress areas, both west and the south, and it's going to be interesting just to see how the market reacts to that and how much yield loss we do see.
Of course, 153 is the number that's currently been bandied around in play, and USDA, Paul, if memory serves, a history of sometimes changing yield in this report and sometimes not.
Yeah, that's true. And it's a guessing game. My general impression is that this time, after some of the past years of stumbling at the three-yard line, I think they're going to be on the conservative side.
Turn your attention to the wheat market, please.
The The wheat's up dramatically, and one thing that I continue to focus on is the weather forecaster is predicting a lot of rainfall in that Kansas area where they still have wheat to harvest, and some of the people are even talking about the word abandonment. My impression is that the yield loss and the yield that came in on the soft wheat is probably below expectations as well. With warm temperatures in the west and also in the big state of Minnesota and the Dakotas, that also hurts some of the spring wheat yields as well. The wheat market is very strong. Basically, the U.S. market is the basic only game in town, so to speak, and that's one reason why we're continuing to see strength in the wheat market.
Looks like carryout will increase, however, despite all those friendly fundamentals, perhaps on feed usage?
Well, I don't think we're going to feed much wheat. Per se. Wheat is the old definition that Tom Hieronymus at the University of Illinois agronomist used to use is there was feed grain available if we had one bushel left over from either exports or wheat processing. And this year the cupboard is bare and we strictly have either an export market or a wheat processing market. And I think the slack comes in this time frame with reduced production as well as the cupboard is bare. For example, Canadian wheat is smaller than anticipated as well as the Russian production. All this adds up to a very strong U.S. market.
Thank you much, Paul.
Have a profitable day, Dave.
You too. Paul Cooley of ADM Investment Services in Oakland, Illinois. Let's look at the current tick. July wheat in Kansas City at 6.06, up 6. July wheat at the Board of Trade in Chicago, 6.07, up 15. December 6.30, up 14.5. July corn, 3.37.5, down 0.5. December, 3.58.25, up 1.25. July beans, 8.91, up 2. November, 9.24.5, up 4. July soybean meal, 245.30, up a dollar. July soybean oil, 37.63, down 5. Mike Sulla's two-state forecast today says that in southeastern Indiana, we're looking for mostly cloudy conditions early, then clearing. Elsewhere, mostly sunny. Highs from 75 to 85 tonight. In northwestern Illinois, becoming cloudy with scattered showers possible after midnight. Elsewhere, clear to partly cloudy with lows ranging from 55 to 62 degrees. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We're on the web at WILLAG.org.